Lord, that's what the theory of God can do. Bless him tonight, Lord. Oh, God, reach my brother and bless my elder brother. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen and amen. Let's everybody be prayerful for Brother Vince Wilson.
Truly, we are happy tonight to be here, and we had thought maybe we'd never get to come back.
What about?
But we don't always know.
Always.
One time I felt like that I would never go to the Holy Land, and I had a dream, and I went over in a strange country, and bless my soul, that same year I went to the Holy Land. God has been good to all of us.
Yeah.
I thought tonight, and I saw you worshiping the Lord and this good spirit and singing.
Yeah.
That kind of stirs me when you begin to sing about the Lord's coming. I know He is. I know He's coming.
Yeah.
I thought about that scripture. Blessed they die in the Lord.
Yeah.
They do rest from their labors and their works do follow them. I thought of that scripture. Amen. Now, there's some of you that's out roading, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you come in since I've last been here. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want to call somebody's name and then know somebody beside of you and not call your name.
No.
Because it's really wonderful that you're here tonight. I'll have to say something to Tom.
Yeah.
I think that's him back there. Amen. And all of you, every last one of you, we're happy tonight to be back with you and to see you again. Amen. Now, I've got some good news for you. The Bible means more to me than it ever did. I see the gospel greater, wonderfuler, more blessed than I ever did see it. That's right. I started out, I know that I was aiming to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. But if I had all to do over, I'd try to do everything that I've done a little bit better than what I've done.
Amen.
I'd try to do that.
Amen.
And if as long as you're better than what you was,
you're
doing good. Amen. Yeah. You're doing good. All right. You bear with me a little bit, will you? In Hosea, the 8th chapter and 12th verse.
Uh-huh.
I have written to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as strange things. I'm going to go back now over in Deuteronomy, and in the 4th chapter, and wait a minute, that's the 4th verse, 4 and 4 of Deuteronomy. But ye did cleave unto the Lord your God, and are alive, every one of you, this day. Praise the Lord. Dear Lord Jesus, righteous and eternal God, we come to recognize, God, to talk to you, Lord, and to ask you to bless these good people, great God, in their effort to serve you. We pray in Jesus' name, and God in heaven, if there should be someone that's lost and away from God, we pray that your Spirit will touch their hearts. Some way they'll pray through and get old-time religion. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before I preach on the great things of God's law, I'd like to preach on God just a little bit. I'll not get the job done. I'll not preach all about God, because that's too much for me. Amen. A lot of people tries to find out and tell us things about God, and they tell us that God don't know everything. Well, maybe you could ask them and get some things. They're so smart, you know. Amen. But I'm going to take God for it, what he said.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to take God's word. All right. Now, the word God.
All right.
You know we use that word day they made a god out of so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said the dollar is his god. One great man in Louisiana, he's a multimillionaire, they tell me, and God dealt with him. He broke down and bawled like a baby. And they talked to him, and he said, I can't get saved. He said, I can't give the money to the church. That I'd have to give if I got saved. My God. Well, now the dollar was his God. Hallelujah. But wait a minute now. God is, the word God is supposed to be used and referred to as something more joyful, more delightful, more wonderful. Amen. Oh, more beautiful, more desirable than anything in the universe. Hallelujah. I'm preaching the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, the Ten Commandments is great.
Great.
And when you live the Ten Commandments,
yes,
you're actually living right in God's heart.
All right.
He wants you to be honest. He wants you to be truthful. He wants you to treat your neighbor right. And all of them things.
Yes, sir.
But yet, brother.
Yes, sir.
The greatest thing, there's something greater than the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
Is to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, your neighbors, yourself. And on these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. Amen. You rule the world, the devil, and everything else when you love God supremely. Amen. And it's not grievous.
No.
I went up against things that I didn't want to do.
No.
God told me to do it, but I didn't want to.
Didn't want to do it, no.
I needed to be, whatever it is. I needed to be worked over and the grace of God. And,
mm-hmm.
And when you do that, God throws in the feelings.
All right.
Yeah. All hallelujah. And gives you the victory.
All right.
But I'm talking about God. Oh, Lord.
Tell us.
And you know, when you get down close, it looks like it, you've got to top the hill.
Uh-huh.
You know that something could happen that you would, pass on over to the other side. And as long as you're getting along pretty good and all everything,
uh-huh,
you'd like to stay on longer. But let trouble, let things
trouble
come against you.
Let trouble get you.
You'd just like, if it could,
yes,
push a button and get out of it.
Over. That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's
I'm talking
true.
About God.
That's true.
Now to live with God.
That's true.
Now, I don't want to shock you.
All right.
But I've said, and I reckon I thought I'd tell the truth.
All right.
I think I said that I love God with all of my heart.
Preach to us.
Amen.
Preach to us.
Well, maybe I thought I was telling the truth.
All right.
I'm a little doubtful.
Oh.
I'm funny when you love God. As much as you love any kind of a joy.
Yes,
any kind of a thing at all.
Preach to us, brother Wilson. Preach to us now.
Ain't one thing to give it to you, and that's the grace of God.
That's all.
And it can be God.
And it can be.
And God can help you.
Yes, he can. Yes, he
can.
Amen.
Praise God. Now,
God,
I want to preach a little something else here before I get started in.
Right.
Amen. And you know, somebody said, oh, when you commit a crime,
uh-huh,
well, it leaves a dent on you. It leaves a weight on you.
Uh-huh.
You'll remember it. You'll regret it.
Yes.
It'll be a load to carry. You'll have to sleep with yourself.
Yes.
And if you could trade yourself out, if a lot of people could sell themselves for a nickel, they'd get a good thing. You say, now, preacher, after a man's sinned, been down in the mud,
Uh-huh.
And blaspheme. And curse and all kinds of things in the world. Yes, sir! And been a flag to society!
Oh, yes, bless my brother.
Amen. Oh, and then to think.
And
you can worship
me.
All of the.
Think about
it. The stale. White as snow.
Whiter than snow.
I want to say something.
Whiter than snow. Preach to me.
Kick the devil's teeth. Go say it. Amen.
Preach to me.
Get saved, mister.
Uh huh.
I don't care what the past is.
Don't matter.
You're not guilty of it.
No. Uh-huh.
It is.
tell you, Luke, one of our preachers preach in the high, and he looked back, and there's the old man sitting back there. Uh-huh. He thought he'd go and approach him, talk to him a little, and be friendly.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm born again. But he said, I see things different to you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
He said, I'll take a drink.
Yeah.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And he said, me and my girlfriend list. My God, man, like having a thing to good death.
World War II. Amen. And eat up. Hitler!
Big man, mean as bad as he was. And all the bad things he ever done. God would have rather how Adolf Hitler would have repented.
That's right.
Than to burn him in hell for
that. Yes, sir. I believe that.
The Neros. That was so heartless.
Yes.
That Christian civilized.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Carried to shed the blood. Bloody Mary, the Queen of England, she's called Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Amen. I reckon died the awfulest death. God would have repented.
Brother, she'd repented.
And a burger in hell.
Brother, she'd repented.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, God.
I could bring some awfulest kisses. Most you ever hear tell of all your life. I've seen a man that spent 21 years in jails and penitentiaries. And he was serving time for killing a man he never knew. That's what gangster work will do for you.
Yeah, sir.
Amen. And he come to our country. He got saved, got the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
All right, all right.
After he got out from that, preaching the gospel.
What about that?
Amen.
Oh, God. Yes, sir. That's grace.
Amen.
Grace.
There's a thief on the cross.
Tell us.
They wouldn't. Well, my Lord, who in the world wants a thief? Amen.
Who wants a thief?
Yes, God. Who in the world wants a thief? Like a thief that stirs society and can't be trusted. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But he looked over at Jesus.
Yes, he did.
And said, remember me.
Remember me.
When you come into your kingdom.
Remember me, Lord.
And buddy, he said, this day shall thou be with me in paradise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What do you say now, preacher? They don't get in like that, do they? Paul said, since were some of you, but you're washed, you're cleansed, you're made whole.
You're made whole, Brother Wilson.
Praise God forever. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Your soul. Now, you can't get away from. You're who you are. You can't sell yourself. You can't give yourself away. You're still yourself when you give yourself away. Amen. Jesus Christ went to Golgotha's rugged heights, wore the crown of thorns, beat his back. Amen. Drove nails in his hand, beat the man till he's unrecognizable.
No doubt.
Oh, them blinded Roman soldiers. They scrambled around, gambled, cashed lots for his clothes, walked over the richest thing the world's ever heard tell of. Amen. The blood of shed would save 10,000 worlds.
10,000.
Or some second-handed
clothes.
It's rich.
Yes, it is.
It's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
It's great.
Yes, it is.
And it's mighty.
Oh,
and you don't have to be lost.
Yes.
That's another thing.
Oh, yes.
But now look at who God is, how great God is, how wonderful God is.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
There's no reason that means you have to be lost.
No.
That's right. You'd be so ugly, you'd make a daylight hand.
Uh-huh.
Amen. No good for nothing. Uh-huh. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And God could save you.
God.
And make the most wonderful person in all the world.
That's the Lord.
That's great. There was a man in South Carolina. I wish I could remember his name.
Right.
His mother, his own mother, he's kindly, in a sense, a little bit retarded, not just from over the hill. And he was so ugly and so bad to be presented. And she took him in the backyard and tied him up to a bush with a chain to keep people from seeing.
Thank you.
Amen. He grew up.
Yeah.
They didn't want to keep him in a motel.
All right.
They didn't want him to eat in a restaurant.
Yeah.
My God.
All right. Tell us.
Well,
all right.
He got the church.
Uh
could save.
Uh-huh.
A man that offends him, that man is mother in love.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And he went to the motel and said, we can't keep him. He called the preacher, and the preacher called up the motel. He said, let that man still live. He said, I'll pit it myself. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
We owe it to ourselves to be so good.
That's right.
We owe it to myself to treat you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I owe it to society. I owe it to the church.
Yeah.
And I owe it to Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Right.
Somebody said, now I'll tell you. I'm sorry if anybody that gets in trouble.
Yeah.
I hit them for ten. But somebody said, if I can make one more swan, and get another man of glory. No, we won't.
No.
Bless God, what can he say to a little woman?
That's it. That's it.
Amen.
That's
God,
it.
What a man and what a woman?
No, no.
Get old time management.
Yeah, yeah. You're fixed it right,
brother. That stops it.
That does it.
That gives you the victory.
God, I get the two
followers. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm trying to preach.
Yes.
Amen. Now, God said, I'm going to go too long here. Too long here. God said, amen, I showed them the great things of my law. Now, in matters of personalities, big men of political world, amen, men like Caesars, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, mighty men are remembered. Amen. Recognized in history. Does such for them. Amen. But rather the biggest gift, the greatest gift, and the most wonderful man was the great Son of Man. He lacked nothing. He's as good as anybody could get. He could do anything need to be done. He could lift you as high as you could be lifted.
That's right.
He could defeat every power. Give you all the advantage for eternity. Never did fail. That's what he promised.
Never failed.
He told him the promised land. He said, he's talking about military and about protection. He said, I'm going to, in other words, be around you and protect you. And he said, your enemies will come against you one way and flee seven. Seven ways. They'll be so you. I don't care. This is the most fortified world that we've ever heard tell of in all of our lives.
Uh-huh.
They've got enough high-powered weapons to destroy the entire world.
No doubt.
Got enough sins to send to hell.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And to bring judgment. And we will be in time and all of that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But God promised him. God promised him. He said, now, if you keep my law, listen to this.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about Medicaid, Medicare, and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And health, and
uh-huh.
so forth.
Uh-huh.
He said, now, this is vital. Amen. He said, if you keep my law, he said, there won't one of you get sick. You can't take the measles, chicken pox, whooping cough. Bless God, influenza, anything else.
Uh-huh.
And nobody else will take it if it isn't supposed to be. Because it won't come near you.
Uh-huh.
They had something there we don't have even. God didn't tell me when you wouldn't get sick.
No.
He said, the fish and the righteous is me. Somebody said, why do we get sick? We're living in a human body, Mr.
Uh-huh.
And it gives away on us once in a while.
That's right.
That's the reason some of you won't want to stick.
Yes, sir.
That's what it says.
Yes, sir.
If that ain't so, there ain't nothing so.
Ain't nothing so.
In the Bible.
That's
it's the book. Praise God. Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
The great promises.
It is.
And then in his eternal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Overcoming and possessing all things. All things. Now, if you can tell me what all things it were,
I can give you a pretty good idea of what you're going to get as a Christian.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, rich as a Jew, rich as cream.
Yeah.
Bless God. Be a millionaire with 10 cents in your pocket. All time religion.
I guess the night before that Lazarus died, he's been about a half hot dog.
Tell us about it. Tell us about it, kid.
He sent a convoy of angels down to get
him.
Bless God, bring their way up to glory. Amen. And Lazarus was forever and eternally happy there.
Forever.
I'm going to tell you something. Sin is a bad thing.
Bad thing.
Amen.
It's a bad thing.
This thing is embarrassing.
Yes, there is.
Now, there's some men, don't tell nobody I said this.
Uh-huh.
Amen. There's some men that's done things they ain't ever told nobody.
You better believe it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know how God fixes things like that? He wipes it away till it can't be found.
That's right.
Puts it in the depths of the sea or as far as the east is from the west. I don't know about a way to fix things up. When I got saved, they said he's getting in there to hide his meanness.
Well,
it's the best place I've ever seen. To go to hide.
Cut him on the blood.
I ain't took a deck of cards and shuffled it in 53 years. I ain't turned up at high power, David Jones. In 53 years, I ain't done it. Hallelujah. And I think the devil makes a fiddle. Woo! Oh, and if God would save a thing like me, I was as ugly as a mud fence. Amen. And I'm bound to have a spoonful of sense. Amen. They come and talk to me and let me know that I couldn't make it. They thought.
Yeah.
Amen. As well talk to us stuff.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
Woo! I had two pairs of pants and three shirts.
What about that?
And a pair of rawhide shoes and an old cord in and didn't polish them.
No, no you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
I'll tell you, I was pitiful. They said I wouldn't hardly comb my head. Woo! Oh, don't tell me. The faith of
Ooh!
Amen! He'll get in the
victory. Yeah. Preach to us, man.
I'm preaching on. He said, I showed him the great things of my law. Well, the other nations saw Israel. Well, they had it so the rich couldn't take the land from the poor.
Yeah.
They had a jubilee. They got in a hard place, pawned it, or mortgaged it, or whatever you call it. The year of jubilee reverted back to that Israel.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh.
Woo! And you know, he said, now when your brother's down in need, he said, open your hand wide.
Open your hand wide.
Don't you...
No.
You know, Mrs. Jones, why?
No,
Man, help me. Help me. May Lord
help me.
I'm going to tell you something. Amen. And he said, I'll bless your table. Your children will grow up like olive plants around your table.
Yeah.
I'll bless your field. I'll bless your store. Woo! I'll make you the wall street to the world.
Yeah.
What we call the Wall Street. He said, they'll come and borrow. You'll never have to borrow. But then you'll never have to go to borrow. But said, they'll come and borrow from you.
They'll come and borrow.
You'll be the richest people in the world.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we need. I don't think we need to go and borrow from these fellers that don't have spirituality and find them their ways.
No.
The things they did. Amen.
No,
amen. Oh,
God, help me now.
Yes.
I don't want to preach too long, worry you. I want you to come back.
Yes.
How many of us?
How many?
That could do better.
Oh, Lord.
And what you're doing. Would you raise your hand? You could do better. What you're doing.
I can do better.
Amen. How many of you intends to do better?
Yes, I want to do better.
Would you raise your hand? All right. Let's stand, if you will. And while we stand, come up for a little prayer. Will you do that? That's one way to get closer to God, is to pray. And to seek the face of God. God's blessing, God's spirit, and God's good power, God's good grace, God's loving kindness. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. He's so sweet. He's so mighty. He's so wonderful. Thank God forever and forever and forever.
Vince Wilson preached this on April the 10th, which was my birthday, at Paducah, Kentucky, where Brother Buster Wilson used to be the pastor. Brother Wilson is almost 82 years of age, one of the great preaching men that I have known in my time. And I would say it's the great one of the greatest preachers, or is the greatest preacher that I know of. Amen. This is Dexter World speaking. He preached this on April the 10th, 1981.
Send down the rain.
Howdy go. all pray, would you? Come to the altar and pray where we're at. Let's pray for a while.
There's victory in